Practice Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between 2 students, Abby and Max, about a careers fair. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Are you going to the careers fair next week, Max?
I think so, Abby. It might help me make up my mind about what I want to do when I graduate next year.
I thought you wanted to do a teacher training course and become a maths teacher.
That was my first plan, but I've started to have second thoughts about it.
Abby says that she thought Max wanted to become a maths teacher, so teacher has been written as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Are you going to the careers fair next week, Max?
I think so, Abby. It might help me make up my mind about what I want to do when I graduate next year.
I thought you wanted to do a teacher training course and become a maths teacher.
That was my first plan, but I've started to have second thoughts about it.
Why?
You see, I'm not sure that I really want to work with young people. And then there's the financial side of things, too. Teachers don't earn much money for the stress and workload they have to cope with.
True. But I don't think that we should choose a job just because the money's good.
Of course not. Personally, job satisfaction is definitely the most important consideration, but I don't think I'd get that from teaching.
I see. Well, have you got any other ideas?
I've been thinking about accountancy, actually. Of course, I'd have to get some additional qualifications.
As far as I know, it's possible to work and study at the same time.
Well, that's something I should find out about at the careers fair. Lots of big companies will have stands there.
Accountancy has a reputation for being a boring career. Doesn't that bother you?
Not really. And don't forget that I find math fascinating. Anyway, there's a lot more involved to it than just adding up figures.
I suppose if you were taken on by a big company, you could work your way up until you were the head of the department or something. All the responsibilities that would go with it would make the job more varied.
I'm not sure I'm cut out for management, but I suppose none of us know what we're capable of until we get started in our professional careers.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Anyway, Abby, what about you? What plans have you got?
Well, as you know, I'm studying for a degree in art history. I find it really interesting, but I'm not sure how practical it is going to be when it comes to finding a job.
Couldn't you work in an art gallery?
I could, but there aren't that many positions available. I've searched online and in the classified ads in the newspaper and hardly found any vacancies.
But wouldn't it be a shame to study for 3 years, then end up not using the knowledge you've gained at all? You really shouldn't give up.
Obviously. What I'm going to do is write a letter to a number of art galleries around the country inquiring about what someone like me can do to improve their chances of finding work.
You know, they might need additional staff during the summer. That could be a good way of getting some experience.
That's the kind of thing I was thinking about. It would be a way of getting my foot in the door.
Wait a minute. Have you ever considered journalism? All the articles you used to write for the college paper were excellent, and I know how much you've enjoyed your role as editor these last few months.
Running the paper has been a really great experience, and it is something that has crossed my mind. I wouldn't mind taking some kind of journalism course when I graduate.
That sounds logical. Why not come along to the careers fair with me on the weekend and talk to some of the representatives who are there from various publications? You never know what you might find out.
Why not? I might take a copy of this month's issue and some of my previous articles along with me for them to have a look at.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.